Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 39. Tonight, 70% chance for rain and snow with a low of 29. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce says it is accepting nominations for the annual Business of the Year and Community Service Awards through February 4th. Nominations can be made by calling the chamber at 842-6116, writing it at 121 East Main Street, emailing chamber at fairfieldilcitygov.us, on the Fairfield IL Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, or in person at the chamber office. The annual chamber dinner is scheduled for March 1st. Last year's award recipients were Zerlini Enterprises and Brad Jessup, and they were honored in October in a dinner delayed by the coronavirus. More news next.
You can buy more of what you want when you save on what you need. Save on meal ingredients by shopping Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmi. Little Giant's team of buyers are constantly scanning wholesalers, looking for pantry favorites and meal ingredients at astonishing savings just so you can shop confidently, knowing that you can come in anytime and find great deals from fresh cuts of meat and grocery items to deli, fresh produce, and frozen goods. See just how much more your dollar buys at Little Giant Grocery, Carmi, Illinois.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
In other news, 71-year-old Equality resident Larry Grabus was killed in a single vehicle accident Wednesday night on Illinois 142 in Saline County. State police say he was traveling southeast near Willow Lake Road in a 2014 Volkswagen Passat when he left the roadway, traveled through a field, and struck a row of trees. The Saline County coroner pronounced him deceased on scene, and state police say no further information is available at this time. 19-year-old Albion resident Jackson W. Lee was sentenced to prison Monday in White County Circuit Court. Judge T. Scott Webb sentenced him to 3 years in the IDOC on a Class 4 felony count of domestic battery, to be followed by 4 years mandatory supervised release. He had probation revoked in the case before the new sentence was issued. Public defender Brian Schinkel represented Lee. The Office of Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White says driver services facilities will remain closed for one more week. Spokesperson Henry Haupt says the decision was made out of an abundance of caution as the pandemic continues. Facilities are now set to reopen on the 24th or 25th, depending on their normal operating schedule.
We felt that delaying the in-person transactions for one more week was the right move, and we continue to encourage the public to conduct business online at ilsos.gov.
He says the ongoing shutdown shouldn't be too big of a problem.
Driver's license and ID card expirations have been extended until March 31st, and Secretary White also extended the expirations for CDLs until January 31st for those CDLs that expired between November 1st, 2021 and the end of January of this year.
Offices and facilities first closed on the 3rd. Illinois' Second Judicial Circuit says Melissa A. Morgan was recently elected as its chief judge for a 2-year term, which began January 1st. She was elected by her fellow circuit judges and succeeds the Honorable Thomas J. Tedeschi, Franklin County Circuit Judge, who concluded his tenure as chief judge on December 31st. The Second Circuit encompasses Crawford, Edwards, Franklin, Gallatin, Hamilton, Hardin, Jefferson, Lawrence, Richland, Wabash, Wayne, and White counties. It's served by 15 circuit judges, 12 of whom are elected by the counties and 3 of whom are elected circuit-wide. Judge Morgan has served as circuit judge since 2006 in a circuit-wide capacity. At that time, she became the first female elected as a circuit-wide judge in the Second Circuit, and she is now the first elected female chief judge. Republican Tom Demmer has announced a run for state treasurer. A member of the Illinois House, Demmer says in a campaign ad that he has a history of fighting against bloated government and institutional corruption.
As a member of the State House, I helped lead the investigation into Speaker Mike Madigan's wrongdoing, while others remain silent.
Democrat incumbent Mike Frerich says, as a member of the House, Demmer voted against financial reforms he supported, including bills forcing life insurance companies to pay death benefits. Frerich has announced he will seek re-election, and Demmer attacked him for supporting income tax hikes. The Wayne County Board met last night. The meeting opened with a moment of silence in honor of Deputy Sean Riley, and Chairman Amy Pollard thanked Sheriff Chris Odie for his leadership and extended the county's gratitude to surrounding law enforcement agencies who stepped in to cover the county as it grieved. In open session, she also said a plaque honoring Deputy Riley would be placed in the courthouse. Sheriff Odie thanked board members and county office holders, along with the public at large, for their support. In new business, the board authorized the sheriff's department to expand from 7 deputies to 8, and it approved language changes for the circuit clerk criminal fee schedule, renewed the contract for the 708 board, and approved county board districts. Jeff Murphy was also appointed as deputy animal control officer to assist Loy Hosselton, at no additional expense to the county. County Highway Engineer Dennis Seidel told board members preliminary paperwork and engineering studies should begin soon to change the intersection at Enterprise Road and Route 161 to a four-way stop. Rebuild Illinois funds will be used for the project, and he anticipates it to get started in late summer. The Fairfield Park Board met last night and discussed its splash pad possibilities. Board President Jay Faye said, since the fall, the district has had about $30,000 in donations come in for the project, even without official fundraising. And he also said the baby pool would likely not be in operation this summer due to concrete issues. Board member Linda Monge has checked on grant possibilities for the splash pad through the county, though not many options presented themselves. But she said she will check with the County Farm Bureau and the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission as well. Meanwhile, the board will continue discussions with Olney and Robinson regarding their proposed and completed splash pads to potentially emulate their process and progress. Monge also plans to begin getting a list of community members interested in joining a committee for the work. In other business, the board discussed replacing playground equipment at Lakeside Park. It said any items ordered will likely cost around $20,000, but may not come in for several months. The sole action item last night came in the form of an equipment rental contract extension. The board authorized paying $2,000 per month to Dave Hall for his work at the golf course, to be reimbursed by the course. The Wayne County Farm Bureau and FNB will sponsor the 2022 Farm Finance Forum next Friday at the Fairfield First Christian Church. Registration and refreshments will begin at 8:30, and County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says speakers will kick off at 9.
We've got Dwayne Kistner is going to do a grain market outlook. We have a couple people that are going to talk about fraud prevention, especially for commercial type businesses, you know, like farmers. A couple speakers from Harding and Shemansky out of Evansville. And then, of course, Rachel Jenkins, who's the head of retail banking here at FNB, will speak as well. Don Bailey is going to come down from Flora. He's with Buy a Farm, and he's going to talk about farmland values and lease trends. Lou Carl with FNB Asset Management is going to talk on financial and succession planning. And then we're going to finish up with Bill Bodine, and he is the Director of Business and Regulatory Affairs for Illinois Farm Bureau. And he's going to talk a little bit about solar leasing on agricultural lands. And we're starting to see some leases floating around here in Wayne County. Of course, there's a lot of leasing activity in White and Edwards that are going on. And so we feel like it's a pretty timely topic to bring that up to farmers.
Appearing on the Community Connection, Anderson has a bit more information on solar leasing.
Solar farms are really taking off here in Illinois, not just in this area, but all around the state. And it's a direct result, I think, of our elected leaders trying to transition us away from natural gas and coal to produce our electricity. And regardless of how you feel about that with the politics, this is kind of the situation we're in. So there are various companies, very reputable companies, that are leasing farmland to put up solar panels, and they are long-term leases, you know, usually 25 years or longer leases, and they provide a substantial amount of annual income for the landowner. So for some people that may not be actively farming, or people that are even maybe close to retirement, it's a low-risk way to have some guaranteed income on those acres for many years to come. On the flip side of that, it's it's taken farmland out of production for 25 years.
People should RSVP by the end of business today by calling 842-3342 or going to waynecfb.com/forum. The event is free and open to the public, and the RSVP is merely to get an accurate headcount for a lunch catered by Matt Kinney. According to the CDC, Wayne County has had 250 COVID-19 cases from the 6th through the 12th, along with 6 new hospitalizations. Edwards County had 72 cases and no hospitalizations, and Wabash County had 218 cases and 6 hospitalizations. Hamilton and White counties had 215 and 95 new cases, respectively. All counties were deemed high in community transmission risk, and the CDC recommends everyone wear a mask in public indoor settings. As a reminder, local health departments are no longer to issue case numbers, as Illinois has centralized its COVID reporting. The State Department of Public Health announced 37,048 new cases yesterday and 142 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 2,560,001 cases and 28,946 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 15.6% on the 10th, up from 15.3% on the 9th. The American Red Cross says it is undergoing a national blood crisis, with the worst blood shortage it has seen in over a decade. Recently, it's had a supply of less than 1 day of critical blood types and has had to limit blood product distribution to hospitals. At times, spokesman Joe Zidlow says up to 1/4 of hospital blood needs is not being met.
Usually this time of year, we'll have a conversation. We'll say it's an emergency need for all blood types. This is actually worse than that. Emergency need means we have less than a day supply. When we're talking national blood crisis, it's probably less than about a half day supply, and that's not good. That demand is really far outweighing the supply that we have, and that's why hospitals have to make these decisions, because they're not getting the full assortment of blood products that they need.
Anyone who donates by February will be eligible for a chance to see the Super Bowl live. The next drive in the area will be at the White County Farm Bureau on Monday. More information on that and other drives can be found at redcrossblood.org. Last year was warmer and wetter than normal in Illinois. Kim Howard has more.
2021 ended up as the 10th warmest year on record in Illinois, with an average temperature of 53.7 degrees. State climatologist Trent Ford says that's remarkable since last February was so cold.
So despite the fact that February average temperatures were, more than 10 degrees below normal, we still had the year average out, which is a testament to how warm October and December and March were. Right now, the preliminary number is 80 tornadoes across the state in 2021. And over the last 30 years, we've averaged about 60. So definitely above average as far as tornado frequency. And that includes the December 10th tornado outbreak, which included Illinois' first tornado-related fatalities in 4 years.
2021 was the 37th wettest year on record, with precipitation amounts varying widely across the state. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
We know that life is busy, and making a trip to the bank can sometimes get moved down the list for the day. At People's National Bank, we make banking easy. Now, all from your smartphone or personal computer, you can open a deposit account, apply for a mortgage or consumer loan at your convenience, no matter where you are. Simply go to our website, peoplesnationalbank.com, to open your account or apply for a loan today. People's National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the weather forecast. For tonight, an 80% chance of rain and snow, and then over the course of the night, it's going to transition to all snow. Looking at a low of 30, and new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Heavier amounts should be out west, like in the St. Louis Metro East area. But again, though, new snow accumulation 1 to 2 inches possible. Could even see maybe 3, but it depends on the area and how much snow is able to fall. Saturday, an 80% chance of snow, mainly during the morning hours. Looking at a high of 33, new snow accumulation of around 1 inch possible. Saturday night, just a slight chance of snow. Only be a 20% chance of that. Partly cloudy. We're looking at a low of 20. Sunday, sunny skies, a forecast high 31. Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, mostly cloudy, be slightly warmer, looking at a high of 35. Tuesday, mostly sunny, we'll see highs in the 40s, calling for a high of 46. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a forecast high 39. For news that is online, anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com. It's updated daily and available 24/7. Give us a like on Facebook at WFIW Radio as our Facebook page is updated daily, just like our website is. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Mount Vernon, Indiana resident Judith Anita Robison died on Tuesday. Judith Robison is survived by 3 children, 15 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, 2 siblings, and numerous nieces and nephews. Services will be Saturday at 2 at Stendebach Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 1 to service time, and burial will be at Centerville Cemetery. 93-year-old Burnt Prairie resident Gladys Faye Pollard died on Wednesday. Gladys Pollard is survived by son James, 6 granddaughters, and several great-grandchildren. Services will be private. Nails Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 80-year-old Jeff resident Stella Brown died on Monday. Services will be today at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, and burial will be in Barnhill Cemetery. 96-year-old Wayne City resident Ruth Edna Wood died on Monday. Services will be Saturday afternoon at Thomason Cemetery. Young Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 73-year-old Sisney resident Jerry Ray Catfish Tannehill died on Tuesday. Services will be Sunday at 1:30 at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be Saturday from 5 to 7, and burial with military rites will be in Pleasant Grove Cemetery in Jeff. 60-year-old Flora resident Mickey Mantle Stewart died on Saturday. Services will be Saturday at 1 at Needmore Christian Church. Visitation will be from noon to service time, and interment will be in Powers Cemetery. Frankenbright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 94-year-old Peoria resident Dorothy Louise Roberts died on January 1st. Services will be Saturday at 2 at Hickory Hill Cemetery. Harry Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Flora resident Jean Francis Carver died on Sunday. Services will be Sunday at 1 at Frankenbright Funeral Home. Visitation will be Saturday from 5 to 7, and interment will be in Flora Gardner Memory Cemetery. 53-year-old Flora resident Tina Marie Hill died on January 5th. Services will be today at 6 at Frankenbright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 4 to service time. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Is your family still growing? At Asbury & Associates, our expectant mothers are very special to us. While we strive to give the best care possible, we also want your experience to be comforting and memorable. Asbury & Associates physicians and certified nurse midwives specialize in all aspects of pregnancy. The miracle of life is one of God's greatest gifts, and we would be honored to share this milestone with you. Give Asbury & Associates a call, 618-244-4800.
For 35 years, Bramwell Mackay has been successfully waterproofing, repairing, and replacing foundations. If you see water in your basement or cracks in your foundation walls, call 812-33-BRICK. Bramwell Mackay, the foundation company.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high around 39. Overnight tonight, there's a 70% chance of rain and snow, cloudy skies, and a low around 29. Tomorrow's calling for a 70% chance of snow, high near 33 and a low around 20. And there's a 20% chance of snow for Sunday, Sunday's high will be 32 with a low near 21.